Hey everybody, how you doing? Today I'll be talking about a movie called Skinner from 1993. Check this movie out on Tubi TV right now. And this movie is interesting. I was looking for some Tracy Lords movies that are non-adult, by the way. And I see a few Tracy Lords movie, and I came across this one, which I never even heard about this movie, and I never even seen this movie before. So it's kind of interesting that I came across this one. Thank you, Tubi. And this has Tracy Lords in it, but she's not really the main star in this movie, even though she's like one of the side stars in this movie, but not the main star. And you also have Ricky Lake in this movie. But the main star in this movie is pretty interesting. It's Sam Raimi's brother, Ted Raimi, which may seem in a lot of horror movies, action movies, especially he plays Jax in the Hercules Legendary series, TV series. Ted Raimi, and he played like the lead villain in this movie, and he plays like a Jack the Ripper style serial killer, looking for prostitutes and skinning them for their skin. And as the movie progressed, you also find out that there's this mysterious woman, played by Tracy Lords, hunting this killer down because the killer has something to do with her injuries in the past. Meanwhile, the killer, played by Ted Raimi, went to this house to rent, and now the landlord of the house is Ricky Lake. Yeah, that Ricky Lake. And it's funny to see Ricky Lake in this movie, because if you remember, Ricky Lake and Tracy Lords was in a movie together. I think it was with Johnny Depp called Cry Baby. And that was a long time I saw that movie, by the way. But anyway, so while Ted Raimi's character rent this apartment, we got Ricky Lake's character who has her husband, who's a truck driver. They'll come in the house once in a while. They kind of have like a dispute, you know, about renting the place. He'd been away a long time, so it's like Ricky Lake's character has her own problems. But the movie's mainly more focused on this, on the lead villain, which is Ted Raimi, killing the females, getting a job as a janitor, while Tracy Lords' character stalking Ted Raimi's character because of her past, that he was one of his victims. And all in all, I feel like this movie does drag, and it does get annoying. You know, she goes over here mumbling, stalking this guy, and every time she comes close to the killer to get him, he escapes. And as the movie progresses, Tim Ram's character will kidnap Ricky Lake's character because she is set for him for who he is, and it kind of leads up to one big battle with Tracy Lord's characters going after Ted Raimi, who's the serial killer, and in a showdown pretty much at the end of the movie. All in all, like I say, it does drag, it does have flaws. I feel like what saved this movie to me was actually Ted Raimi himself. He plays a really good creepy character, and he was a creepy serial killer, like a villain, you know. And I like this movie because of him. I think he's the one that saved it for me. Ricky Lake was alright. Tracy Lords, I feel like this is like one of her, this is the first time I can say this is her weakest performance, because I did see a couple of Tracy Lords movies that are non-adult, by the way, and her acting is pretty good, to be honest with you. But this one, it was really weak, in my opinion. I'm not saying bad, it was just weak. But besides that, I say check this movie out for Ted Raimi. And I think the final battle between him versus Tracy Lords' character was alright. But still, I feel like his acting would save this movie. All in all, Chuck Skinner is on YouTube, on Tubi TV right now. And it's free, what can I say? Anyway, over now.